So, as everybody knows, last night was the Super Bowl. And, you know, apart from watching the big game or, you know, the great commercials and all that, another great reason excited about the Super Bowl, the big reason for me that I get excited about is the big movie trailers. Every year, you know, the studios use the Super Bowl as an opportunity to advertise and promote their big tentpoles for the year. It's often, oftentimes during the Super Bowl, we'll get new footage for a lot of the big movies coming out. And last night was no different. We saw a lot of footage from a lot of big movies. A lot of it looked great. A lot of it looked kind of terrible. I'm just going to go ahead and run through the list, just throw my thoughts out there. And then, yeah, feel free to agree, disagree with me, whatever. But here we go. The first trailer that they showed was 21 Jump Street, which is, you know, the adaptation of the Johnny Depp show from the 80s about a cop who goes back to high school. You know, this is a movie I'm excited for. You know, sue me. I Channing Tatum, you know, I've been on the hate train for the guy for the last few years, but recently he's begun to kind of grow on me. I mean, starring in stuff like Haywire, you know, being the best part of terrible movies like The Dilemma. You know, the guy, what can I say? The guy may have talent, actually, you know, and just the ads that we've seen, all the footage that we've seen for this film, he's easily the highlight. He's the one that's getting the big laughs. You know, Jonah Hill's fine, you know, from these trailers. I'm sure he'll be great in the movie, but I can't believe I'm saying this, but the big reason I'm excited to see 21 Jump Street is to kind of see what Channing Tatum can do. You know, this will be the first real big test of his acting ability and his comedy ability. So yeah, I mean, the ads look funny. I'm excited to see 21 Jump Street. Next one, I don't care about this, Act of Valor. It's the movie about the, you know, featuring real-life Marines and whatever. The movie looks terrible. It looks just kind of like an 80s straight-to-video action flick. You know, they're trying to market it in a way so that you'll think that, you know, if there's real soldiers, then, you know, that'll make the quality of the movie better. But I think audiences are smarter than that. Who knows? It could end up being great. It looks terrible. Next movie, the big one. The big trailer for the night was The Avengers. You know, this is the movie that everybody's excited for. This is arguably the movie of the summer, although I would make the argument that The Dark Knight Rises is slightly more anticipated. You know, The Avengers is a movie that I've been cautiously optimistic on, because on the one hand, you know, I love the idea, and I love the comics, and I think, you know, the idea of seeing all these heroes together in one movie is inherently awesome, you know? And the fact that Joss Whedon is the one writing and directing it, you know, this guy who's known for writing great ensemble pieces, you know, like Firefly and Buffy, you know, to see him at the helm of this thing, you know, just sounds like a nerdgasm. But, you know, the first trailer they showed didn't really do a whole lot for me, and, you know, they haven't really released a lot since then. But this trailer did it for me. You know, everybody seems to agree online. This is the trailer tonight, and I totally agree. It looks fun. It looks great. You know, it was the first time we saw footage of the Hulk. You know, again, the team dynamic seems to be one of the things that's going to really help this movie. And I'm, you know, Whedon's a master at that. One thing I'm a little worried about. I'm a little worried. Tony Stark, Iron Man, has kind of been the main focus of the advertising materials for this film. You know, it's no surprise why they're doing that. I mean, of all the guys, all the heroes on the team, you know, Tony Stark is by far the most interesting character. The others are, let's face it, kind of bland as characters. So I hope it doesn't become the Tony Stark show, but, you know, for now, not a whole lot of reason to worry, and it looks fun. So yeah, I'm legitimately there. Just a few other movies that they showed trailers for, The Dictator, that's the new Sacha Baron Cohen movie. You know, who's, you know, it's his third film, coming after Bruno and Borat. It's a live action comedy, so it won't be like the reality-esque prankster mode like his other movies, but it looks funny, it looks good, and I like that we live in a world where Sacha Baron Cohen can just piss everybody off and get sued in the process. You know, G.I. Joe Retaliation, you know, it's G.I. Joe, more of the same. The Hunger Games, you know, this is the big movie of the spring. Looks great. I haven't read the book, but I've heard nothing but great things, and the footage I've seen is exciting. Battleship looks like Transformers 4. That's probably the right way to market this thing. I couldn't be less excited. John Carter, this is the movie that they're really trying to make you think is the next big sci-fi thing, but it looks like a cross between Stargate and the Star Wars prequels. That's not a good thing. And then Dr. Seuss's The Lorax. Looks cute, looks charming, looks funny, and it looks like it might be a nice little family movie for the spring.